The first substantial day of legislative meetings in almost three weeks occurred today, but the two majorities in the legislature were far apart, and not just politically. Most senators met in Juneau for a floor session for the first time since the legislature passed the budget on June 22nd, but most House majority members were out of town. Both bodies agree that the state should stop paying cash for oil tax credits, but the House also wants to reduce companies' ability to use losses to lower their future taxes. The Senate wants to allow this to continue. Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr says tax reductions should be stopped along with cash credits.
The reason our cash credit system is not working right now is because we can't afford it. We think it's an unreasonable move to put in place a system that we also cannot afford going forward.
While both sides offered up what they described as compromises on oil and gas tax legislation, neither appeared ready to move on the issue of allowing companies to use losses to reduce taxes. Anchorage Republican Senator Kathy Giesel says the two sides should move forward with what they agree on, eliminating cash credits. She says using losses to offset taxes is important to attract new oil and gas companies to the state.
We're certainly willing to look at simplifying. It would help our tax division, it would help citizens, it would help legislators if it were a simpler system. But that's not something that happens at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, 4 days before a special session ends.
Senators say they return to Juneau to follow legislative rules that allow them to consider the oil tax bill, but House members say they didn't want to waste money on travel if the two sides can't reach an agreement. Special session must end by Saturday. As of 4:20 p.m. today, the conference committee to discuss the bill continued.